and welcome back to the My First Marathon podcast, where usually we're interviewing runners in all stages of their running careers about their first marathon experiences. But today we're back with another Wednesday mini episode. Guys, you will have to cut me some slack because I just got done with my 20-mile run like an hour ago. I took a shower and I sat down to film. So if I'm a little brain foggy or if I'm tripping over my words, please give me some grace this week. I have all of my best ideas for what to film for these solo episodes when I'm on my long run, so I wanted to get some of these thoughts out of my head while they're still fresh. Today we're going to be talking about taper. Like I said, I just finished my 20-mile run. That's where my peak is going to be at. So I am officially done with marathon training. I'm putting that in quote for anybody that's not watching the video, but I'm officially done with all of the hard runs and marathon training, and I'm getting ready to taper for my fourth marathon. So I figured we'd talk a little bit about what taper is truly like. So without further ado, let's jump right in. All right. Well, let's talk about taper. A lot of you are gearing up for your fall marathons. A lot of the people that are listening to the show are probably running Chicago alongside me. So if you're running a fall race, this is probably pretty good timing to be listening to this episode, especially if this is for your first marathon and taper isn't something that you've experienced before. I know the first time that I ever tapered, it felt very uncomfortable. I didn't really understand the concept of it. I didn't understand why you had to do it. I didn't understand why I was feeling so insane the entire time. And I remember thinking, like, this feels very counterintuitive. Like, this feels like I just brought all of my training completely to a halt and all of the progress that I just worked so long to build, I'm not doing that anymore, and it can feel really uncomfortable. If you listen to some of the guest episodes, you know that I usually split the taper people into two different categories. You're either somebody that experiences the taper crazies, which we'll talk about, or you're somebody that loves taper. You look forward to it. As soon as you finish that peak run, you're like, it's a big sigh of relief for you to be in taper. I would say for my first three marathons, I was that first category. Taper drove me crazy. I remember feeling like I had a lot of energy with nowhere to put it. I remember feeling a lot of anxiety about the race because all of a sudden it was looming over me, but then I couldn't like work towards it anymore. It just felt very off, and I had a lot of anxiety and a lot, especially because I worked through a lot of like mental health issues that first marathon block. A lot of that came crashing back in once I got to taper and I was spending a lot less time running. And I also remember just being worried that my legs were going to be too cold for race day. Like, I was going to get to race day and not remember how to run. Like, after my first marathon and after seeing the benefit of taper, like after feeling fresh for race day, for marathon number two, I anticipated the taper crazies and I did a few things that like helped the second time around. One of those things was diving back into my hobbies. A lot of people, when you're marathon training, you have to put a lot of your hobbies and your self-interests and basically anything outside of running to the side so that you can focus on running and strength training and all the things that go with running a marathon. And so a great way to combat some of the taper crazies, or what helped me for my second marathon, was getting back into my hobbies and like diving back into those things and doing some things that I loved outside of running was really beneficial for fighting the taper crazies by making me feel less insane because I still had somewhere to put my energy even if it wasn't running. That was also the time that I went and connected back with a lot of my friends and a lot of my family that like I had kind of put to the side, so to speak, for that entire training block. Like, all the people that I had to say no to because I was training, I circled back with them during taper and like got dinner with a few people and just tried to keep myself out of the house because we make fun of the taper crazies. We call them crazies. Like, it sounds very silly, but like I said, for my first marathon, I had fought through a lot of mental health battles for that first one. And once taper came around, like some of those habits, I guess, resurfaced. So keeping myself busy is what really helped me when I got to my second marathon and going through taper. I do want to caution you though. Like, I the hobbies that I mentioned were hobbies that were very sedentary. Like, I can crochet sitting, I can bake sourdough in the kitchen. Like, it's very mindless for me. I wouldn't necessarily get back into any hobbies that are adding anything to your plate, because the whole point of taper is to taper, right? It's to decrease mileage. It's to get your mind feeling right. It's to get your legs feeling right for race day. So you do want to feel fresh. So I would say dive back into your hobbies, but don't get into anything like strenuous, or don't just replace running with another hobby that's also just as like physically taxing. My third marathon was a little bit different. I didn't get a full training block for that one. I had an injury. I've talked about it a lot on a couple different episodes, so I won't get into it too much, but I didn't really get to taper for that one. And that was the first time where I was like, wow, I really took for granted having a true taper the first couple of marathons. And when I only had a week to taper, I felt so rushed. Like, by the time I got to race day, I was like, wait, this is not how I'm supposed to be feeling going into a race. I'm supposed to be feeling fresh. I'm supposed to be feeling like wanting to run, like itching to go on a long run, and I simply was not. I was dreading that marathon because of like the short taper that I had. So a 2 week taper is typically what my sweet spot is. Some people will go up to three, but I know 1 week taper was certainly not enough for me. Mentally, that was not good. I didn't get the taper crazies. I got like the opposite of those. I got the condensed training run crazies. I don't know what to call it, but I just was feeling very, very antsy going into that race because I didn't have enough time to fully like decompress and then build up again. The other thing I want to mention about taper is your appetite. Your appetite gets very weird during taper, and that's just something to kind of anticipate. So like coming off of a 20 mile week or 22 mile week or whatever your peak run is, like your body is going to need fuel. That first week of taper, you're gonna feel hungry. Like it's gonna be like something you've never experienced, and you're not gonna be burning off as many calories. So you want to be like very intentional about what you're putting in your body that first week, because it's going to feel very weird. Your body's going to be feeling like it needs a lot more fuel, and you're going to be running a lot less. So just be conscious of what you're putting in your body and consult like a nutritionist or somebody who this is their expertise. This is not my area of expertise, but I just remember from my own experience feeling very weird and having to adjust my diet to running a lot less mileage. And then there's the other side of the taper crazies, which are the people that love taper. And I'm kind of in that mindset now that I'm on marathon number four. I don't know if that comes as you run more and more marathons, but like I'm really looking forward to this taper because I have been so busy with other things for this entire marathon block other than marathon training that I'm excited to finally get some time to tackle a few of those things before race day, so I'm not feeling stressed going into race day. And that's typically the sentiment I hear on the show. Like I said, in over 100 episodes, there's really been two categories and no middle ground with taper. Either you hate it or you love it. And now I'm starting to love it. I'm really looking forward to these next couple of weeks decreasing mileage and letting my body rest because I've been feeling pretty tired and burnt out from training. I'm looking forward to, like I said, diving back into some of my hobbies, and I'm also just looking forward to like getting some work done that I've been putting off so that I'm not feeling stressed going into race day. So if you're coming into race day as well, I would definitely recommend like look at that to-do list and start to see what you can check off to eliminate some stress. If you're running a world major like I am, like for Chicago, you could start to dive into some of the race details, some of the logistics of getting there, like the transportation when we get to Chicago, I know is something that I need to look into. So you can start to kind of plan for your race and continue to build excitement that way. I'm kind of just giving some tips and tricks on how to get through taper, but the last thing that I want to say is this is a wonderful time to thank your support system as well. Chances are you didn't train for this marathon alone, right? You've probably had your parents, your partner, your best friends, your training partners, your run club. Like there's probably a ton of people that helped you get to this marathon. So don't forget to thank them. Like just give them a call or shoot them a text, letting them know how much you appreciate them and how much you appreciated their support through training. Like you never run a marathon alone, or at least you never run a marathon truly alone. So this is a great time to go and thank your community, thank the people that have gotten you here as well. A short one this week, but my plan over the next couple of weeks on these solo episodes is to give little tips and tricks from my experience and from the 100 plus guest episodes on the show on a few things leading up to race day. So next week, I think I'm going to talk a little bit more about race strategy. I'm a 10, 10, 10K kind of girl, if you've heard that before. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then I'm also going to talk for the people who are running New York or who are running like November runs about how to make the most out of your peak runs and practice fueling and outfits and things like that. So stay tuned over the next couple of weeks for a whole lot of race stuff. And thank you for tuning into this episode. We'll see you on the next one.